And then I told the guy, if you keep talking like that, I might just have to take you up on that offer. So I've been talking all night. What in the fuck? No. You've got to be fucking kidding me. I am on vacation. There is no fucking goddamn way I am getting called into work right now. Okay, so we're just gonna close our eyes. I'm sure the guy just slipped me a roofie or something, and I'm tripping balls. Yep, that is totally it. Just gonna get my demon juices flowing, and okay, no longer under the effect of anything. Okay, we're gonna open our eyes and not be here. Not be in the back of some cedar-smelling wood shop. Fuck me. Okay, where are you, you little twerp? Are you hiding back here? Come out and face me. You had the balls to get me here, so let's find out what you want. Oh, there you are. You summoned me. My vacation in a decade, and you summoned me? I swear to Satan and all that is high devils that I am going to castrate Marzen. I fucked him to make sure I wouldn't get called in. I fucked his nasty, slimy ass to make sure that I got my time off during spring break. I wanted to have an actual, passionate sexual encounter with some hot studs. And here I am now with you. You little. Okay. Maybe not so little, but what are you anyway? Oh, a clockmaker. You're telling me a guy who looks like you makes clocks? Right. So why did you summon me? Obviously, you wanted the sex or something like it. Otherwise, why summon a succubus? Whatever. So, how do you want me? Let's just get this over with, I guess. But fuck. Damn it. I don't want to do the paperwork. Fuck. Fuckity fuck. Okay, how about this? You wear a condom, and this way you'll get off. And I won't have to eat your soul or do any paperwork. Win-win, right? Yes, that is how it works, Buttercup. Come inside me, and I eat your soul. Doesn't matter. Pussy, ass, throat. Hell, I had a guy once who came into my ear. Never mind that. Anyway, you. Let's talk about you. Sorry? Say that again. I didn't quite hear you. No, please. Feel free to speak up. What the fuck do you mean you didn't summon me here to have sex? Why fucking summon me then? You wanted to make a deal. I am not a crossroads demon. I'm a succubus. Can't you see that? God, this must be what it's like for the call center. Look, I am not a genie or a wishmaster. I don't have the power to grant you any wishes or fulfill any desire besides your need to get off. If you need a cum dump whore, you can make, suck, fuck, and fulfill every depraved desire you have, then you call me. Otherwise, you find someone else. Oh, holy shit. Are you actually blushing? Oh, like, fuck me, guy. Didn't you know that all succubi are paid cum dumps? Like, literally. It's our job to eat your soul and you sad saps coming in on or all over us is how we do it. It's why I'm so annoyed. Do you know how hard it is to get a week's time off during spring break? Every succubus wants that week off, and trust me, you don't want to know the details and how I got it. Oh, well, why spring break? Because of how annoying it gets. Day in, day out. My job is to passionlessly get used. Then once I'm done, I get to go back to hell and do paperwork. A lot of paperwork. Don't get me wrong. The sex with you humans is enjoyable to a point. But if all you ate every day was slightly different variations of ice cream, you'd get bored too, I'm sure of it. I go to spring break in Florida because it's a chance for me to be with someone. I'll find myself some young stud. Actually, not too unlike yourself. Maybe a little geeky, some glasses, shy, nerdy, but still good looking. A guy who's not too fluent with girls, but figures spring break is a great time to try and get laid. I find these shy boys and I take them to a hotel room. These nerdy, awkward, studious men make passionate, sweet love to me like no one else can because they actually mean it. I'm not just being used. I'm spending a night with someone who sees me. I actually get the high of being with someone. Granted, I usually don't look like my horny red-skinned self. Anyway, then it's over after a week and I go back to work for another fucking decade. In any case, before I go, why don't you at least tell me what you wanted? Maybe I could have a crossroads, make a house call or something. Huh? You wanted to wish for a girlfriend? Seriously? Huh. I just want to make sure I understand this. You summoned a demon, fully knowing it was going to take your soul so that you could get a girlfriend and what? Hold hands? Uh-huh. Really? Oh, my. So, you really wanted this whole thing. Like the going out to dinner and movies, the cuddling on the couch, the watching a show you hate, being dragged shopping, listening to her complain about you and her job or whatever she's pissed off about. Like, the whole real thing. Oh, why go to a demon for that? Is there some girl you're crushing on? Oh, someone you've been pining from afar? Really? No one. No girl specifically. You're just lonely? Huh. I thought my life was sad. I mean, you seem like a nice guy and all, but you can't find the time to get a girl? Ever? At all? Sad. But that makes sense now. I can see how being busy with your shop and working alone all the time doesn't really improve your social skills in any way. Look, I'm sorry. I can't get you a girlfriend. But here's a thought. I could give you tonight. Maybe we could, help each other. I give you a taste of what I do, which is kind of what a girlfriend does. And you give me the passion that I desire. What do you think? I mean, I know the summoning spell pulls down my illusion, so I don't look that great right now with these horns and the red skin and all, but at least my tits and ass look amazing. I can look like anyone you want. I can do Jessica Rabbit if that's your thing. No? What about Laura Croft? I get that one requested a lot, too. Maybe you're not into giant tits. Ray from Evangelion? Don't be shy about the clothes, either, because I can make whatever fits your fancy. So tell me, what'll it be? Well, how do you want me? You just want me normal? Don't patronize me. No human wants to fuck a demon. What? You like the way I look normally? Really? I am a demon, so I'll know if you're lying, and I'll feed your dick to you right now if you are. So say it again. Huh. Okay. I guess I believe you then. There. All back to normal. Happy? So, now what? I don't know what you want. Oh, wow. Really going all in on the shy guy routine, huh? Yes, you may kiss me. You're about to fuck me, and you start off by giving me a little peck? Come here. Now I know you're taller than me, and that's okay, but I'm just gonna put my arms around your neck, and... There. How's that? Feeling a bit more... impressive. Slipping the arms around. Small of my back. Feels nice and all, but... Your hands on my ass is what I want. There you go. Guess you like it. Even with the tail. At least judging by the reaction I'm getting between us. You know you have a great smile. You should do it more often. Hey, what are you... Holy shit. Okay, that was, unexpected. Yeah, I did not expect you to have the guts to sweep me into a princess, Carrie. No, it's nice. You're a lot stronger than you look. Carrying me like this. Across your house. Oh, and upstairs. But, what are you gonna do about the closed bedroom door? Oh. Well, shit, dude. Okay. That definitely works. You're a clockmaker, so I'm going to pretend that you can probably fix a door. And as a single guy, I'm going to assume that you know your way around the hardwoods. Oh, fuck. You just threw me on your bed. All right. You want to play rough? Two can play that game. Don't let your arm get out. Oh, don't straight arm. Got your leg. Wait, are you trying to get away? Or are you trying to catch me? Come back here. You're cute and all, but now that I'm up, my claws are gonna... Okay. You're fucking lucky that you are so cute and really good at this. Come here. Where are you going? Not to point out the obvious, but the boots you're about to take off of me can be poofed away. I am kind of magical, you know. No? Oh, you want to take your time. I can get into that. For a bit. Okay. Do your thing, my dude. Damn. You know, I might be a succubus, but taking off heels is just so damn good. No matter what race or being you are, magical or not. Oh, yes. Okay. This is fun and all, but I'm not going to let you torture me or yourself by attempting to get these skinny jeans off me, because getting them over this ass is why I love having magic. There we go. That's better. I thought I'd spare us from dealing with my shirt while I was at it. Pick your jaw up off the floor, big guy. It's gonna get better before we're done. Trust me. Why don't you lose your shirt and pants? Oh, yes. More skin. Oh, mama. Good boy. Now it's my turn to stare for a bit, isn't it? Very nice. Okay, enough of that. Come here. You feel so good on top of me. You know, some guys want it sweet and innocent, but I don't know. This feels more. I don't know what it is, but I do like it. Oh, yes, kiss my neck. I could get lost in you like this. Oh, fuck. It's nice. I can feel your hard cock pressing against my thighs. Seems like you want something. Well, do you, baby? Do you want me? Oh, yeah, here. In that case, enough with the foreplay. Let's get this party started. There. Now we're both completely naked. Don't forget to put a condom on. Well, if I use my magic to do it and summon one, I'll still eat your soul, even though you're using it. I don't know. I didn't make the rules. Just do it. There you go. All condomed up. Okay. Now, Be gentle before you get it in. I mean, if you want to just shove it in there, I'm plenty wet, but I want you to go slow for me. Oh, yeah, like that. Rubbing the head of your dick between my wet lips. Taking your time. Appreciating my body. Oh, that feels so good, baby. Oh, fuck. Flicking the head of your cock over my clit like that surprised me. No, it felt good. I just wasn't expecting you to do it. Enough foreplay. Here, I'm going to wrap my hand around that gorgeous cock and guide you right where I want you. You feel thicker in my hand than I expected. Oh, fuck. Okay, go slow and you slide yourself in. Just like that. Just like, oh, that. Oh, fuck. Oh, those short strokes feel fantastic, baby. Sliding a little deeper each time. Fuck, that's so good. Damn. Feeling you thrust into me. Fuck, it's so good. 9 hells. Oh, don't stop. The way you're rolling your hips like that. Oh, fuck, do that more. Yeah, like that. Oh, fuck. Well, because you're hitting my clit every single time. Oh, do that. God damn it, baby. Fuck yes. Keep going. Don't you dare come yet. No, I'm so close. Fuck, you feel so... Oh, fucking good. Fuck. Kiss me. I want to taste you as I come. Oh, that was so good. You made me speechless. 10 out of 10. We'll do again. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Hey. Why did you slip your hand into mine? You don't know? Next you're gonna say it just didn't happen. Dork. Why did your hand feel so good in mine? Our fingers intertwined. It's nice. No one has ever held my hand this way before. It's funny how something so small can make me feel so good. Anyway. Well, that was fun. When you get your girlfriend, she'll be very happy for sure. Go have a good life. Well, you know, I'm trying to leave, and it's difficult to do so when you're holding my arm. No, it wouldn't be impossible to see me again. Just, summon me with my sigil. But realize, if I get summoned, my boss will expect me to come back with a soul. I'm not always on spring break, you know. Good point. I do have some free time. I mean, I don't work 24/7, but typically my hours are long, much longer than what you humans work. Yes, I get days off, if that's what you mean. I just don't get vacation often. Hell is kind of a shitty place to work, and I really can't quit being a demon. What are you getting at anyway? Huh? You want to date me? You want to take me on a date? Really? Like, really, really, really? Really? Well, I guess I could slip away for an hour or two. Pop up top. I mean, as long as you invited me, that is. Yeah? Okay, well, just use this spell to send me a message. Sorta. It's kind of like a text. Send me the details and I'll reply with my availability. Just don't freak out when you get a message on your wall in blood. What? I am a demon. Oh. And just so you know, you are going to spoil me.